Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys in for the great Sandy Beach here, News Radio 930 WBEN. A little odd. I have no headphones yet.
Yeah, so. I don't either, but that's our fault because we just
I said I need headphones. That was like,
like five, 20 seconds ago.
We're very well prepared, folks. I don't know how well we're sounding because I can't hear myself in the headphones, but we'll get those very
awesome.
Showy. I'm sure we do.
We look better. Sound great.
We're going to do some Facebook Live today, so if you're around a computer, check that out around 10 o'clock. We'll be doing some live feeds, and of course, we're the Financial Guys. Right, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We're going to talk a little bit about the markets today as well. Certainly take your calls and questions. It's been a last 2 weeks especially crazy roller coaster ride all over the place.
And you know, it's funny though. It's not funny that the market does that, but it's funny that everybody always acts like this never happened before.
Yeah.
It's every time the market does it, like, oh my, what is the world coming to an end? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, come on. I mean, let's take a step back. And we'll talk today about managing risk. And that's a big deal. Managing risk and understanding risk before you invest, not after. Right?
I think people have to remember that, you know, the Dow now is not 6,000 anymore. It's 20-some thousand,
right?
25,000.
Right. So
the moves are going to be bigger. On a percentage basis, it's, you know, it's relative, right?
Yeah.
You got to look at it that way. This market reminds me of a literally roller coaster ride where you end up right where you got on, right?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, we're down 700, but then we're back up 6.
Hair's all messed up.
And then we're down 5. Yeah, and then we're back up. So, yeah.
Stomach's a little bit groggy.
Yeah, that's right. It's a scary ride, right?
Yeah.
You know, you screamed half the time, but you ended up okay, right?
Yeah.
You survived. And so the market's
and
the
by
same
the way,
way.
You can make it fun, and the way to make it fun is to do the right moves along the way so you prepare yourself for the next upswing and you're in a better position.
Right. Absolutely. So we'll talk about that, of course. Always taking your calls and questions. 803-0930. *930 is a free call and a sell. 1-800-616-9236. Thank you very much if you want to join us. And of course, the text board is open. We love the text at 3930. If you want to text us, 30930. Anything that has to do with you and your money. And before we get to that, we're going to talk about a few local things here. We're going to play some clips as well throughout today's show. But a couple local things that I have to mention. Number one, our poor lawmakers in Albany. I'm so happy that they're getting a 63% increase. How disgusting is that?
Well deserved.
Half of them have gone to jail, right? Half of them are under corruption probes. Half of them can't have interns because they're barred from that.
You are more likely to go to jail as a politician in New York State than anywhere than any other industry.
Yeah,
including playing in the NFL. It's tough to
beat
that. By the way, speaking of the NFL, by the way, the Bills. If you're willing to go down there and shovel, you'll get free tickets. So it's either you get free tickets or they'll just like kick you in the behind, whichever one you pick. But like, you ever see that Halloween? Every year somebody says they put that Halloween thing on Facebook or post it where it says, you know, somebody's trying to hand out Bills tickets to the kid.
No,
the kid's
I haven't seen that.
Are you kidding me? Like, the last house gave me Smarties.
right.
Bills tickets?
Oh, well.
Speaking
anyway.
Of that, I'm tired. I went to the KISS, by the way, great KISS 98.5, sister station. I took my two daughters, my wife and I, to the Christmas bash last night. And you realize you're old when you're sitting there and there's all this music and lights and you've got your water and you're just like, can I take a nap here?
Yeah. And you don't recognize any of the music or any of that stuff.
Kids today are messed up, though. The number one act was a guy named Marshmallow. Who had a marshmallow suit on, like a helmet that looked like a marshmallow,
like from Ghostbusters, right? The Marshmallow Man.
No, I didn't see Ghostbusters.
You didn't see Ghostbusters?
No,
really,
sorry.
You've never seen Ghostbusters?
I know. I'm a.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's never seen Ghostbusters.
I don't know. Do you know who Marshmallow is? You have kids. Is Marshmallows the same as the Ghostbuster?
I have no idea.
Whatever happened. See, these kids are so messed up today. You know what? Years ago, I said here's what we looked up to. Jim Morrison, you know, drunk and falling off stage, right?
Right.
Or Ozzy Osbourne, who would bite the head off a bat, right?
Right.
Or Kiss. A bunch of guys who dressed up in stilettos and makeup, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with these kids? They like a marshmallow.
Well, they're still doing that.
Well,
they're still men dressing up
kids.
In stilettos and makeup.
I'm extremely proud of my son because he'll say, "Dad, Master of Puppets, Metallica." Let's hear it.
There you
we
go.
We like the
my
Rolling
daughter
Stones,
loves
who had drug blood transfusions after every concert.
Right.
You know? That's who we looked up to.
That's right. Now they just
you
put
kids
a
are
marshmallow
messed
on
up.
Their head, right? What's the matter with you kids? Oh boy!
Here's a Kiss video. Dad, are those women, men? I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I don't
matter.
Know. Doesn't
but they
matter.
Were good.
They were good.
They were spitting blood and doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Right? What's wrong with you kids today, Marshmallow?
Oh man. All right. 803-0930 and star 930 again if you have questions on things. This back to this pay raise for a second, though. I mean, honest to gosh, we are so New York State now will be only behind Pennsylvania, which surprises me, and California, which does not surprise me. Did you know the folks on the New York City Common Council make $140,000 a year?
Yeah, that's
I mean, what a joke.
Well, they do a lot.
They do a lot. Yeah,
it's not like, come on. You act like there's three men in a room making all the decisions, and these people are not involved in any of the decision-making processes.
So they're making $80,000 now. January 1, they go right to 100. So it's
well,
but here's the thing. They had a committee. Yes. They had a commission that approved this.
A 63% raise over 3 years in a state that's broke.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 20% per year is what they're raising their own salaries. Now, you in the private sector out there, how have you ever gotten a 20% raise? What's your normal raises here in Western New York? I think most folks in Western New York are just happy 2-3% they still have a job, right? That the company didn't fold up and go somewhere else like New Era or so many others.
The better news is that, you know, a lot of these companies are actually functional, right? They grow and they don't have debt and they make the right decisions. And if you're growing and you don't have debt and you're making the right decisions, hopefully you're getting profit sharing and raises along the way. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is this state's a mess. It's a total disaster.
Yep.
And we're giving them a 63% raise? We're phasing it in.
It's over 3 years. Yeah. It's okay. Over, don't panic, folks. It's over 3 years. So they're only going to get 21% per year.
Yeah, it's all in 1 year.
For each of the next 3 years. Yeah. And we have the highest debt per capita in the country. That means that every single one of us, man, woman, and child, even the newborn, the babies born today, they come into the world in New York State with like $40,000+ in debt automatically owed to the state.
Until they move, right?
Yeah. But right now we have the highest per capita debt in the country.
Still have the freedom to move until New York State changes those, welcome to New York signs to you're not leaving signs.
That's right. The exit tax. We said that years ago, there will be an exit tax at some point in the state. You mark my words.
It's funny because New York State will not. Cuomo and his buddies will not support a wall to get illegal immigrants into the U.S., but they will support one, so you will not be able to leave.
Yeah, that's likely. I would not be surprised. First of all, if you move out of the state, they go after you incessantly, right? So they constantly go after you.
Right. Staying out of jail, by the way, is the text. Hey, staying out of jail is hard work.
That's a good point. That's absolutely true. No doubt about it. But, you know, in this state, again, there's going to be at some point, I believe, an exit tax where they'll say, if you leave this state, you have to pay X amount of
you
owe us, right?
Yeah.
If you leave the state now, if you're a Golisano, if you're like a Rush Limbaugh, if you're anybody that has, you know, is a known individual and you relocate to anywhere else in the country, New York State will go after you for life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they've audited Rush Limbaugh every single year for like 20 years.
We've had a few clients that have gone, the 7-8 months and then come back for the summer and they've gotten audited. And what they say is, forget it, I'm done. I was going to come back and spend some money in the summer, but I'm not spending anything.
I'm done. All right, we're going to take a very short break. Can we come back? I want to talk, before we get into the markets, I want to talk about this new train proposal that they have. So, you know, since so many people are riding it now, why not have more branches to it? I think it makes great sense.
There's priorities that we have to have in the state, in the county, in the city, right? And a train that nobody rides, it makes a lot of sense to me to expand it.
Well, you can't drive on the roads, so maybe the train's the right answer. Or maybe we could take some of the money for the train and we could actually fix the roads.
Well, the bike paths are really nice. They're putting all these bike paths in, and it's all brand new concrete, brand new tar. It looks really nice. So I'm wondering if we can just switch the road to the bike path and just share it with the bikes and say, look, from 6 to 9, you get to ride your bike. From 9 to noon, you drive your car. Right?
Yeah, that would work. I mean, the bike paths are definitely better than the roads, no doubt about it.
We seem to have money to put together bike paths. We have money to put together a train that nobody's ever going to use, nobody has used. Why would we redo the roads? It's foolish. It's just foolish.
It's crazy. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Of course, always an open mic session, folks, and we are going to, again, talk about the markets. If you have a question or you're concerned about some of the volatility, yesterday we were down 700 and some points, rallied all the way back to be almost even. So
NASDAQ was up, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, it's obviously a roller coaster ride, but it's not. We seem to be ending up in the same point. So one big down day, a big up day. Obviously, we're working our way a little bit lower here, but we'll talk about that. If you have questions or concerns, call us here, 803-0930. Star 930 is a free call and a cell, 1-800-616-9236. We'll take a very short break. We've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, in for the Great Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah. Did you hear, by the way, we'll have to play this later in today's show, Akasha Cortez. I mean,
she's a real genius, isn't she?
Yeah, she is just the gift that keeps on giving.
You know what she was? We'll play a little bit later in the show, but at least she was honest. I mean, really what it came down to was, you know, the fact that the left wing wants to take your money based on global warming.
Yeah, so, yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, in for the great Sandy Beach.
Sorry, what's that? From her? Yeah, absolutely.
You want something from your...
Yeah, you're in charge back there.
Yeah, go for it. Dear Ocasio, let's see. This is, she was interviewed, and she's fumbling through questions on Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, God forbid they build houses as opposed to be launching rockets indiscriminately into Israel.
That's right.
By the way, happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends and partners out there.
Yes.
Just amazing. I mean, as she is, we'll play clips throughout the day, but I mean, she is the now the youngest elected female to Congress.
And the dumbest.
And also the lowest IQ,
when
no question about
it. When you make Nancy Pelosi look smart, you know, you're a winner.
Yeah, when Nancy Pelosi's got comments like, unemployment is the best thing we can do to stimulate the economy. Unemployment, yeah, it's good.
We got to pass it to learn what's in it. If the train, by the way, were expanded, more people might ride it. This is a text that came in. Right now it goes along a path that is not hugely populated. Yeah, like right into University of Buffalo campus.
Yeah, nobody there, Mike.
Isn't there like 25,000 students there?
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with the population.
Not to mention Amherst, which is probably, you know, right butted up against Tonawanda and Kenmore and probably one of the most populated places in Erie County.
Yeah, along with the Peace Bridge, the subway in Buffalo has got to be the biggest ridiculous folly. So they closed down Main Street. Even the Burger King closed.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's
that's
very
right.
rare that a McDonald's or a Burger King, they couldn't even do that.
You
right?
know, you know the economy
right?
is bad
right?
when you can't sell dollar hamburgers to people.
Right? So yeah. So then they decided, well, that's not a good idea, so we'll reopen it to car traffic. Okay,
yeah.
great.
yeah.
I just, you know.
The fact of the matter is, it doesn't work. By the way, I'm not saying that this couldn't work, but when you look at priorities in this state, it's always government-driven.
Yeah.
Why is it never once where somebody says, hey, look it, there's people like Carl Palladino with a brain in their head mm-hmm. that can actually build stuff on their own. Give them their money back. Oh, Uniland, whoever it is, right? Give them their money back. The morning show, Mark Croce was on. He's got a great stake downtown.
Yeah.
Give him his money back. Mm-hmm. Let the private sector dictate the build out. Stop with the government. Every single time, it's been a miserable failure. It continues to be a miserable failure. And I say this time and time again, the state is these liberals, they show up every single day trying to figure out how to steal your money and give you a little back in the form of some project that's going to go nowhere, whether it's Solar City, whether it's Solyndra or Enerwan, or whether it's a train car that hasn't worked for the last five decades, and now we're going to expand it?
Let's make it bigger.
Like, are you kidding me? That's the priority?
That's right. Well, the thing is they just, you know, whatever the project they can figure out how to spend the money on, if there's extra money to build, like, extensions of the subway, how about we just fix the roads?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's
let's
right.
just, let's fix the roads. Let's fix the infrastructure. We have all kinds of money for bike paths, but we can't, you know, actually fix the potholes.
I know we've got a park downtown city. I get it, but the primarily the city is still pretty vacant. You can drive anywhere around the city. I was down there last night,
and there's plenty of parking.
No problem leaving. Yeah. You can get in and out. You know, we don't need other Not saying that's not a long term. You know, a priority maybe of saying we need other ways to get in and out of the city, but it's not right now.
But
you can drive around that city anytime, any day without any kind of issues. Nobody's using the train that's there now. It's not like people are like, hey, I have to sit on top of this thing because I can't find a seat.
Right.
Nobody's in it.
But think about this. You know, who's going to run it if they did expand it? Think about New York City, right?
Yeah.
The MTBA runs it.
Right.
It's a disaster.
It's corrupt.
They're building new tracks right now at $1 billion a foot or something obscene like
really?
That.
It's like $1 billion. It's some number.
None of the trains run on time. Half are falling apart.
There's all
kinds of issues. De Blasio, who's completely useless, is blaming it on Cuomo.
Yeah.
Cuomo's blaming it on De Blasio, going, it's your problem. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Who runs it if we do? Let's say we expanded. We had the most beautiful, most perfect subway system in all of the land, and it went everywhere you wanted to ever go in Buffalo.
I got it.
If the city's running it or the politicians are running it.
I got the answer. We shift the people who are not working at the Water Authority over to run that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, the Water Authority, you mean where they're like discharging sewage into the river?
That's
right. Okay.
And I just know this. I know this because the system works. If we don't have enough people from the shift from the Water Authority over, we'll just hire their friends and family.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Done.
You know, because Uncle Bill is qualified, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, he's
he saw a train before.
Right. He used to ride trains.
Right? He had one under his Christmas tree.
He had a train set. Exactly. He had a train set. Very rarely
fell off the track.
Very rarely. Right?
Solid track record every Christmas.
He's got it. I think he's got a solid track record of unbelievable. But that's exactly what would happen. And you look at New York City and you think, okay, so let's expand the Metro Rail. Who runs it?
Yeah.
The politicians?
Yeah.
The bureaucrats?
That's right.
The Thruway Authority? How's that working out?
That's right.
I mean, they take the Thruway Authority, they divert all the money that they collect.
Yeah.
They use it for the general fund and other priorities like kickbacks and things like that. And then when it comes to the Thruway, they go, wow, we'd have no money to fix the Thruway. Wow, how could that be? Well, I don't know.
Who builds it?
Yeah, who builds it? Well,
the same
Simonelli, probably. I mean, they probably get the contract,
I mean, most of the major developers around here are going to jail.
I don't know. Good question.
China.
Yeah. And Chris writes in, great tweets, Chris,
okay.
I appreciate it. We hire people from deprived zip codes to run it.
There you go.
Now, how about
there
this? We hire them from deprived zip codes to build it. That'll work out really, really well.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Are you playing music to kick us off?
Yeah. All right. 803-0930. You've got the financial guys in for the Great Sandy Beach, and we will take your calls and questions on the finance or money or the markets or anything else that you want to talk about.
Somebody did say it was difficult to stick with us. We're over-caffeinated and we laugh too much. And
sorry for laughing at the same time.
Yes,
My bad.
I'm sorry.
Caffeine will wear off in about a half hour. Give me some time.
No. Usually they refill me.
Oh.
So we're good till noon.
We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back. You've got the financial guys in for the Great Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're just talking over the break, and it's like this revolving carousel of bad ideas.
Can I cut you off for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tony Kelger, how many years have you been on radio here?
Oh, wow. I think I lost track. Going on 28 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Be honest with me. Is it the first time Glenn asked you if he could change the weather forecast? The wording of the weather forecast. Is the first time that it's ever happened?
Oh, No.
So other people have sat in here and said, can I change the wording of the forecast?
Sandy does.
It just was a little long. I wanted to show.
That's what I said. You know, it's like War and Peace.
Glenn wanted to rewrite it because it was a little long. And I'm thinking, like, what are you, Bruce Almighty?
Yeah, right. He's like,
just don't say it's sunny and
What do you want to change the temperature?
Wait a minute!
I want to change the wording.
You got the power to change the weather. What the heck are we sitting here for?
That's impressive.
No. I just want to change a little bit of the wording. That's all.
So you're not alone then.
No.
By the way, we are filling in for the great Sandy Beach.
Well, it's like an essay here. I can't read six times I can read an essay.
Fair enough. I thought it was a little weird, but apparently not.
Wait till you hear the next forecast.
The Hall of Famer, the Great Sandy Beach, changes the forecast. God bless you.
Absolutely.
By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. We're just in the last couple days of Hanukkah here.
Yes.
So for our Jewish friends and partners out there, and of course everybody else, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hope everything goes well and you have a prosperous and a good New Year. Make some New Year's resolutions when it comes to your investments. You know, if you're uncomfortable with the volatility that's going on, and which we'll talk about, there's a lot of it. Certainly when the markets go down 500-600, roller coaster back up 500-600, we'll talk about some of the causes about that. What really helps to stomach that is to have a plan and know where you're going with your money. And so make that one of your new New Year's resolutions. I think oftentimes you hear the traditional, you know, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to quit smoking, blah, blah, blah. Keep smoking, keep eating, but most importantly, make sure you put yourself in a good position to have a good financial plan.
Absolutely. And, you know, let me add one more thing to that. Embrace technology. It's 2019, and it's funny because people will upgrade their phones to the fastest, latest technology, flat screen TVs. When it comes to financial planning, a lot of times they still have the same type of investments that they did 20 years ago. And we have technology today. That does not mean that anybody's created any technology that can time things, but embrace technology by simply rebalancing your portfolios and, you know, taking advantage of volatility. Technology allows you to do that today. And it's cost effective, right? That's the beauty of it. So, you know, if you want to interview our team, 633-1515, certainly use our team as a resource. Again, 633-1515.
Absolutely. So if you want to join us here on the air, again, 803-0930, *930 is the free call and cell, 1-800-616-9236. Keep those texts coming. I love those.
Hilarious.
30930, that's 3930. And just getting back to before, you know, it seems like my whole life here, right? You know, I've lived here my whole life, basically, and you know, you hear this revolving Peace Bridge, Metro Rail, train station, Central Terminal, you know, it just keeps going round and round on this carousel of ridiculous ideas, mm-hmm. none of which ever get done, none of which are really good.
Well, they get interrupted with a few studies.
Well, the studies are important, yeah. right? We had to find out that the Arctic Tern apparently has no problem navigating a spinning blade in the sky.
None.
But could not get past a stationary bridge on the river.
Like, it was a big bridge.
It was a big bridge.
Think about, and it does sway slightly.
Think about the lunacy of that, right? So we spent tens of millions of dollars doing studies on the new Peace Bridge. We had the thing in the Buffalo News, right? Pick your bridge. We had this big contest. We decided on this great single span, whatever it was, going to be great. And then, you know, they started negotiating for the property around it, and then, oh boy, the Arctic Tern. The Arctic Tern could not it may actually hit the bridge. It wasn't hitting the current Peace Bridge, but apparently the extra 100 feet that they were going to raise it for the span would have just decimated that bird population.
By the way, $28 million is what they're spending on a three-story train station that nobody's going to use downtown.
Oh, but it's three stories.
I would say this, though. A real blessing economically for this area would be a bigger bridge where people can get back and forth, right?
Absolutely.
When free trade is available and easy to get to, and I don't care what people say, it is a barrier to doing business. And there's a lot of Canadians that would love that, and they do, right? They drive into the outlet malls in Niagara Falls. They drive into the Galleria. They spend money. They stop at the Olive Garden after. They stop at Chick-fil-A after. They buy things, right? We want their money. It's okay. Free trade's okay. Right. A bigger, more efficient, faster bridge makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. But with the Arctic Tern, it's got to be low.
Yeah.
We can't have a high bridge.
Yeah.
But we squash the whole bridge deal based on the Arctic Tern, and yet we have windmills that they now want to put out in the lake all over the waterfront, which are higher than the Peace Bridge proposal, with spinning blades. And that doesn't seem to concern anybody when it comes to birds.
No.
So
by the way, the environment, when all the stuff breaks and all the oil goes down into the soil. That seems to be just fine.
No, that's no problem at all. No, nothing to see here. No worries about that at all. So it's just those are the kind of things that in New York State you get this revolving carousel of just, you know, lunacy. And I'm surprised with this new talk about this expanding the Metro Rail that we're not talking about the Central Terminal again. Yeah. I mean, every couple of years. Now, it's a beautiful building. Don't get me wrong. Give it to a developer. Give it to a Palladino.
Yes.
Give it to a Croce. Give it to a
give it
to somebody. I mean,
give
it's you know, amazing. Yes. So
give
anyway.
It. Give it away. Put it back on the taxpayer. Look at you can put together parameters to say here's what we'd like to see with this property. Here's how we'd like to see it developed within reason, right? I mean, we can't, you know, I mean, we had the preservation group that wanted to preserve every little thing as buildings were literally falling over. And bricks were about to, you know, knock people's heads off, you know. But within reason, right? Here you go. Here's a plan. Give us tell us what you're going to do. Put some condos in it. Wonderful. Great.
Right. Go for it. Yeah. Well, that's what's to revive downtown, right? It's
that's
been
right.
the private development. It's
that's
not
right.
been Brian Higgins and the waterfront or it's been Pegula.
Pegula's number one by far. Pegula's put a ton of energy down. I shouldn't say number one by far. A lot of people like Carl Palladino have invested a lot of money in the water and taken risk well before that. I mean, folks like him, and I'm not just singling out him, but folks like him committed their own resources and money to buy properties with the potential to redevelop some of this. Huge kickstart, no doubt about it, and a huge blessing for the area, right? I got his money fracking, by the way, you liberals. He made his money fracking.
Yeah, don't not in this state.
Made his money fracking.
Not in this state. Yeah. Not in this state. So that's frustrating. You know, it's you get this when you have that development start and you have private, you know, when you make it friendlier, and I think that's one thing I will give credit to Byron Brown. He did streamline the permitting process and make things easier, as opposed to how ridiculously corrupt it was before. But once you get that ball rolling and you get some private investment, it attracts other private investment. You don't need the state to play a part of that. The state took $1 billion of our money, more than that, but they come back and they're proposing to give us back $1 billion with the Buffalo Billion. What happens? It's fraught with corruption, right? You got people corrupt left, right, and center. You got Prococo going to jail for 6 years. The guy in Albany or a Syracuse with the film thing was just sentenced to 2.5 years. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't understand why liberals want to put more money and power into government bureaucrats when clearly the corruption on a percentage basis is more with elected officials than the general population.
Because they get it back, right? Look, Cuomo's got $100 million in his war chest. Think about this. Somebody just also added, how about the $21 million for the Welcome Center in Grand Island? So I want you to think about this for a second. $21 million for the Welcome Center in Grand Island, $14 million we spent hanging up signs that says welcome to New York, and now $28 million for a Buffalo's train station. Right. I want my money back.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of working and giving money to this state. I want some of it back. And I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Right? And guess what? You liberals, you can call me greedy. You know what I think is greedy? Asking for other people's money. That's
right.
What's greedy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 803-0930 and star 930. Can we slip in a call before the break? Can I do it? All right, let's stick in a quick call here. Let's go to Jeff in Colden. Hi, Jeff. How are you? You live on the Sandy Beach Show.
Hey, you guys, first of all, you guys are fantastic. I know you don't have much time, so I'll be quick. I'm on a lot of caffeine, too, here. So
I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. It's 50-50. We're getting some nasty emails that say, you guys got to slow down, stop talking to each other, we don't like you, but yet they don't turn the radio off because they continue to listen to us, and the other half say, great. So,
right, I wonder what they're doing with their time, huh?
Yeah.
First of all, this whole thing with the train is just like, if you ever watch The Simpsons, the Springfield episode where they put the monorail up.
Yeah. We got to find that clip.
We got to find that song. It's a whole song that goes with that.
You guys are obviously unaware of the fact that the Arctic Tern is very, very hard. It has very poor eyesight, and it just can't see that bridge, you know. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's incredibly stupid thing ever.
My understanding is though, most of them moved to Florida after they put a tax on birdseed. I wrong by that?
Canadians, I got to think the Canadians are just laughing their butts off and just cannot understand why we are just so stupid over this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, they got Trudeau, so I'm not sure how much they're laughing.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
They need that bridge, too, no doubt about it. So
no doubt.
The other thing, too, guys, is I just want you to know that I am just, I'm a 55-year-old white male in New York State, so I'm actually public enemy number one. I have the toughest time in the world finding any kind of work around here because it's just absolutely dead. I talk to buddies of mine all over the U.S. where I used to live, and there's work everywhere. It's just absolutely incredible. And
well, good news, Jeff. You're out in Colden, and there'll be a train waiting for you to bring you in for some work relatively soon.
That's right.
Well, thank God for guys like you that are out there, you know, spreading the word and trying to change things. And I'd love to see you guys run for office. You'd be fantastic, and I'd love to hear more of you on the radio.
I appreciate that.
Thank
Jeff.
You, Jeff. Thanks, really appreciate that. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you. All right, we got to take a very short break. You've got the financial guys. If you want to join us in for Sandy Beach here, 803-0930 and star 930. Keep the texts coming at 3930.
The great Sandy Beach.
The great Sandy Beach. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
So at the end of this article, Buffalo News, which was laying around in the studio here, work to begin this winter on $28 million Buffalo train station. It ends with assembly members, Buffalo Democrats, Crystal Peoples, Stokes, Sean Ryan, and State Senator Tim Kennedy joined the mayor in saying the new train station will be a boon to downtown and an improvement for passengers.
Yeah, let's listen to those economic geniuses.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I see people like Crystal Peoples or Timmy Kennedy saying it's going to be an economic boon, that means it'll be empty and the taxpayers will be funding the removal of that in two decades.
That's typically how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. It is now time for your deal of the day. Get Buffalo's best prime steaks and fresh seafood at the Buffalo Chop House. It's all half off with $50 gift cards for $25. That's a $50% savings at the Buffalo Chop House only from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal, absolutely, especially with the holidays coming around, no doubt about it. We'll read that one again a little bit later. Mm. And at the top of the hour, we are going to read the winners for the Trans-Siberian, or not read the winners, but we'll announce that contest in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. And again, if you want to join us, anything has to do with you and your money, certainly we'll talk some about the volatility. It's been a crazy roller coaster ride. 803-0930 and star 930. We had a good question that came in on the text board. 63 years old, what percentage of my portfolio should be in dividend paying stocks? Great question.
That is a great question. And here's one of the things that a number of our different divisions have taught me throughout the years. Forget about your age. Right. Mm-hmm. And Mike Kaflick always says this. He's our certified Social Security claiming strategist, or one of them, along with Ron Reinstein. And he would always say it's not about, it's about how you want to live. Right. It's not about your age. It's about how you want to live. And the same is true with your money. Right. I mean, there are 63-year-old people that have no intentions of retiring in the next 10 years. They love what they do. They run a company. They have plenty of assets. They might be diversified very differently than somebody who is 63 who is retiring next year and dependent on the income from that portfolio. So what I would tell you to do, and we talked about this in the beginning of the show, and we'll talk about it more throughout the show, it's all about risk management. It's understanding your willingness to take risk, how much should be in stocks, how much should be in bonds, and then the money that's in stocks, out of that, I would say a large portion of your money should be in dividend-paying stocks. If you look back historically, stocks that pay a dividend, bigger types of companies, they actually perform pretty much in line with a lot of the smaller, riskier companies.
Yep.
So I know our portfolios, it doesn't mean we don't have smaller companies or medium-sized companies. We do. That's part of the overall diversification. But we are definitely overweighted in big types of companies that pay dividends. Right. I'd like that. It adds stability. It adds safety. And over time, historically, the big companies have performed not too much differently than the small companies with a lot less risk.
That's right. And if you look at like the last 30 years, half the time it's been growth, half the time it's been value, right? So you should definitely have a blend in your portfolio. The other thing I'd mention is understand your tolerance for risk. You had just mentioned this, but we have 85-year-olds that are really aggressive.
Yeah.
They like being in the stock market.
Yeah. They don't need the money. The intention of the money is transitional planning, right. And they're going to transition that wealth to their son or their daughter or a foundation, and that's part of the homework process, right?
And they can stomach the volatility. And there are certain folks that say, you know what, I've owned stocks my whole life. I have individual securities. I'm comfortable because I know they're going to come back. And whether you're 25, 45, or 65, or 85, it's really about just understanding what your comfort level is and what's going to work for you to help you accomplish your goals.
That's right.
All right. At the other side of the top of the hour. Thank you. Tony's laughing at me in there. We'll be doing some Facebook Live stuff, unless we're doing it right now. And then Rochelle just came into the studio. But we'll be doing that on the other side of the top of the hour.